I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Japan's opposition party swept to a historic victory in elections last week following the theme of change. In a country known for its traditional ways, this could mean many open doors for the gospel. Tim Clark of Asian Access says it signals a paradigm shift in thinking. People are very open to the gospel now, making it a ripe harvest for summer evangelism teams.
These teams were able to build relationships with many non-Christians who normally would not be at a church, but because of this new openness and this new search for hope and encouragement, found their way to a church.
Next, deadly monsoon-driven floods in India's Bihar state displaced 1 million people. Three Compassion Child Development Centers temporarily closed, but have since reopened. Since the flooding destroyed crops, many parents of Compassion-assisted children now have no ability to generate income. Church partners distributed relief supplies to the affected families. Please pray that as the team responds as the hands and feet of Christ, hearts respond to the gospel, and pray that God continues to provide for their needs. And Every Child Ministries is refocusing their outreach to address child slavery and prostitution in Africa. ECM's Lorella Rouster says,
I think it's going to take a massive effort by everybody in order to combat the problem.
Information about human trafficking is on ECM's website. For the next 6 months, staff will be trained using a new module.
Then we'll decide where we need to go from there as an organization in increasing our efforts in this arena.
Mission Network News is a news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.